What is that?
Oh, yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to. Just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup holder. Brought to you by Carvana. Proud sponsors of the World Cup holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA. Not a real product. For parody and fair use purposes only.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. One in the book, two to go. We are still with 2 hours more of the big show here from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, 2325 Calder Road. So come out and see us. Crowd starting to build as we speak. Happy hour starting a little early on a Friday. It is an FYF Friday. Barry has already mentioned, if you missed it, Thea Vidal is our comedian of the week that we are featuring. He gave you a little background previously, but we will have some more Thea Vidal comedy coming up, I suppose, right?
Yeah, $12 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light all day. Can't beat that.
Nope. And we were originally talking some football. Then we started talking some baseball.
Yep.
We told the listeners that Ohtani has signed with the Angels and agreed to sign with the Angels. Then we got into this Giancarlo Stanton talk as he named the Astros as one of the teams that he'd be willing to be traded to with his no trade. Benny, you want to get in here on Stanton. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? First I want to say, dude, I've lived in Southeast Texas my whole life, 409. This is not a nasty-ass Friday. This is a beautiful Friday. I can't tell you the last time it snowed. I actually got the snowball fight with my little girl. She built her first snowman. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Anyway, my point on Giancarlo Stanton, I look at it a few ways, but lifelong Astros fan, I feel like we're in uncharted territory, and I don't want us to kind of not handle the situation with as aggressive as we need to be. But we're talking about MVP talent. You come down here, yeah, we may have to give to get, but I think that the mindset needs to be to win now, win as much as we can. I think Giancarlo Stanton choosing the Astros, along with Justin Verlander choosing the Astros, we're now a destination place. This is a destination team, and I don't think we've ever been this. And I know that we can look at it logically and say, oh, we need this, and we've already won. What I think we need to do now is take the best talent that's available. If guys want to come and join us, hey, Ben, come on, join the party. Because I do think that Giancarlo Stanton, especially with the short porch in left field, is 60 home runs playing at Minute Maid Park not a realistic possibility with him? I mean,
oh, yeah.
We've never had anything like that.
Could you imagine? I mean, the numbers that he would put up in Minute Maid.
The way he pelted the back window at the stadium the Marlins have already.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that would be ridiculous. And he makes a good point, though, about Houston becoming – I guess the World Series does change that, because I was going to say, I don't think you can say that they are a destination city in baseball. They're becoming it. But getting Verlander, winning a World Series, it kind of does start to make you a destination.
No
when
question.
Think about this. 2 years ago, if Giancarlo Stanton is making that list of four teams that are – the Astros aren't on that list.
Right.
You know, and so he's right in a sense that maybe they are a destination city now.
This is the whole Dwight Howard thing, where a couple years ago he wouldn't even sniff Houston, Texas. He didn't think that it was something he would consider.
That's a great
then
point.
You get James Harden. Then you start winning games. Then you start saying, hey, Houston's the city that I would consider going to. And that's exactly what we're looking at here. We're looking at a situation where we saw it. You're seeing it now. You're going to see it more and more. You just don't want to be the Royals, because the Royals are now having a fire sale. They're losing all their players. They weren't able to maintain. They won the World Series, and then they're disappearing. It's kind of like the Florida Marlins of old, where you sell the farm to get them, you win a series, and then you just try and get rid of them as fast as you can. The Astros want to be relevant for the next 3 to 5 years. They want to be competitive. I just don't see Jim. Look, I know what kind of numbers he could put up in Minute Maid. It would be great to see, assuming you wouldn't have to give up too much, because the Marlins, as I said, they gave away D. Gordon the other night. They're talking about the rumors that were out there in terms of the deals they had arranged with the Giants and the Cardinals were only for, like, second-tier prospects and just to get them off the books, because Derek Jeter doesn't want that monster deal on his books for that long a period of time. He wants to rebuild the Marlins. So I think you could get them on the cheap. It's just that paying them for that length of time, that length of contract, we talk about it with Jimbo Fisher, that length of a contract for a guy like Giancarlo Stanton, it does scare me on the back half.
Sure. By the way, he said something about it's a beautiful day. I think snow, and if you've got kids in the car, you should turn the channel. I think snow's kind of like sex. It's fun while it's going on. But then when it's over, you're like, eh.
I warned you guys, man. Living in this stuff.
And then you got to clean up, and it's just.
I tell Lisa the same thing all the time. She's like, oh, God, I would love snow. And I go, you'd love it when it's coming down, and you take the pictures, and you take Taylor out there. And then when you realize, not that she has to deal with this, but then when you realize you got to drive in it, but I got to shovel it, and it doesn't just go away in a day.
Yeah, when it's done, it's all dirty and gross. See?
Yep.
My analogy's perfect.
Yeah, you're right. You're dead on with that one. There's no doubt about it. But hey,
I don't like it.
And on another baseball note, Bear, I teased this, so we got to get to this. But your favorite player is no longer going to be an Astro, and I know this is going to be tough for you to take. But Mike Fiers, it appears, has agreed to a one-year deal with the Detroit Tigers.
Bye.
So essentially, he is Justin Verlander.
$6 million. Hey, if you're the Tigers, if you're a Tigers fan, how you feeling? You're like, so basically we swapped Verlander for Fiers.
But we gave up a guy that's thrown no-hitters for a guy that's thrown a no-hitter. So I think we're in the same, but we're good.
Even trade?
Yeah, even okay. Steven. We'll take it. I mean, obviously the payroll's a little different, but yeah, I think it worked out a little better for the Astros. And we already know there's a glutton of starters for the Astros for next season with or without Mike Fiers. And basically most fans were ready to be without him by about three-quarters of the way through the season.
He almost doubled his salary, and I'm so glad that the Astros decided not to allow that to happen on their watch. He is not worth $6 million. I'm sorry.
But you can tell how big of a premium there is in baseball for pitching, that he doubled his salary having the year that he had last year and the years that he had with the Astros.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I mean, I'm talking smack about the guy, but I tell you what, the Astros are lucky they had him in July when no one else was doing well and everybody else was hurt. He carried that team in the month of July from a rotation perspective. So thanks for the memories, but, boy, he was bad down the stretch, though.
No question about it. But, you know, more power to him. I'm not going to hate on the guy for continuing to do what he does and make money doing it. But that's a nice, tidy sum for another year for Mike Fiers to stay prevalent on the baseball scene. And the Astros don't have to worry about at least one of the extra starters that they had lingering around with the potential for next season. You talk about it with Fiers last year. Doug Fister the year before, too. They've been great about finding guys that can eat up innings and be – and just keep them afloat at times during seasons the last couple of years. And Fiers did, you're right, he did his job last year keeping them around.
Yeah, he at least earned his money for that month. Brother Bear on Twitter had a question. He said, who would you rather see in their prime? Richard Pryor, Sam Kinison, Bill Cosby, George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, or Bernie Mac? Do you have a preference?
Yeah, that's more your forte. I would say from a personal preference standpoint.
Well, you don't like comedy?
No, I'm just saying it's your livelihood. I mean, I'm not as versed in it, but I've heard things about Cosby early on, but I would say that the three guys that I would throw into my choice would be either Pryor, Murphy, or Carlin. My dad was a huge George Carlin guy.
Was he?
Yeah. And obviously you and everybody else has said how great a legend Richard Pryor was.
Yeah.
To see him in his prime would have been outstanding. And I think you've already seen Eddie Murphy in his prime, so I would say I would probably say Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I'm with you. Nick, do you have a preference? Pryor, yeah, Kinison, yeah. Cosby, Carlin, Murphy, Mac?
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me because I never got an opportunity to see Richard Pryor in person, obviously. So I would definitely pick Richard. There's nothing wrong with what Joel picked. I mean, Eddie Murphy was great on stage too. But, yeah, I think for me it's a no-brainer. Richard Pryor in his prime in person, that'd be awesome.
I think Joel did pick Pryor.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah.
I narrowed it down.
It's
and
unanimous.
Then I did.
Yeah.
But I was with you, Nick. I mean, we've seen Eddie Murphy in his prime with, you know, Raw and all the HBO specials and everything else. So, yeah, I definitely think Richard Pryor.
Word up. All right, there you go, Brother Bear. Answered that question for you.
There you have it. Rockets played last night. Stay up and watch that, too?
You know, I recorded it, and then while I was working on the website and getting some stuff done, I put it on. It was hard to hold my interest. But it was actually – I was kind of surprised that and I've been watching them off and on all season, but I'm not used to a Rockets team where their defense is helping their offense and it's keeping them in games. And, you know, they didn't look good in the first half, but that third quarter, boy, they really played some good defense and they got out to a lead. And essentially that was ball game in that third quarter because of the defense. I'm not used to that with this team.
Well, and the other thing is you know, again, Utah has been a snake pit for them in years past. They go into Salt Lake City, especially coming off all the time that we've talked about that they had between games. They last played Sunday, and they go into Salt Lake City, and with the altitude and that raucous crowd, the Rockets have crapped the bed on a regular basis in Salt Lake. But to have them come out from the get-go, I guess they got up 6-0 to start, but the fact that Chris Paul was, you know, running and gunning and almost put up a triple-double. James Harden didn't have to do it all. And you're right. Defensively, that was the number one offensive and defensive team over the last 30 days against the number two offensive and defensive team in the last 30 days. And they made Utah look silly in the second half.
Really? Utah's number two
really? Defensively and offensively. And they were claiming that they play the same pace as the Rockets.
No,
that
they
third
don't.
Quarter shows you they're probably missing a gear then. Because yeah. Fifth gear for the Rockets meant outscoring the Jazz by 17 in the third quarter.
Yeah, that this team, I think at some point we're going to have some serious discussions about whether this team, because I think it's easy to say no one's beating the Warriors, but if the Rockets continue to play this way, I think that you have to give them a legitimate shot at beating the Warriors in seven games.
I'm totally with you. I was thinking about it last night, and I could not agree more. I think that this team, again, the playoffs are a different story, and we know James is the MVP right now in the regular season, but we know he's got a whole nother proving ground come playoff time.
And they went out and did what you suggested they do last year, which was their deficiency in the playoffs. They got better down low. They got better defensively. I know it's easy to say it's the Warriors, but I tell you what, if they maintain this throughout the year, it's going to be interesting.
Remember how we said we were talking about Boston, even though they have the best record in the NBA right now, and I said it, come playoff time, they don't put the fear in anybody.
Right.
This Rockets team puts the fear
Absolutely.
In just about everybody for those very reasons.
Absolutely.
So we can talk a little bit about more Rockets after the break, but we also got plenty more to get to. Oh, by the way, the other team that was supposed to compete with the Warriors, they continue to crap the bed, and they crapped it again last night. So we can talk about that as well. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. You can call us, text us, or hit us on our Twitter accounts. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN
97.5. Look at all these young women in here. There's some young girls in here. Oh, my God. How old are you, girl?
27.
You think your breasts gonna stay perky like that, don't you? They're not. One day you're going to wake up, one going to be over here, one going to be over there. You're going to lift one up and see a gummy bear. And you're going to eat it and say, ain't God good?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, that's Thea Vidal. That's our funny comedian of the week. Barry has previewed her and given you a little background information on her. As we continue to roll on, we'll be playing clips of Thea Vidal throughout the show. She's a Houston treasure, so to speak. She's here. We talked about Rockets before the break. There you go. Some news now from Woj, another Woj bomb. You Spurs fans out there were anticipating a Kawhi Leonard return, which was supposed to be this weekend against the Suns. They're now saying it's pushed back till Tuesday of next week, but it's kind of crazy. They play the Celtics tonight on national TV. They're talking about what a big game it is, and it's more impressive to say what the Spurs have done without playing a single game without Kawhi Leonard. You talk about what the Rockets did playing 14 of their first 15 without Chris Paul. Spurs have played their entire season so far without Kawhi Leonard, and they still have lost less than
10
games.
Three back?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they are right on the Rockets' heels, and yet they haven't played a game with their MVP candidate.
Just to let you know what kind of job Pop does over there, you think the Rockets are three back without James Harden?
No.
Yeah.
No. You know, and you can say that without Chris Paul, but Chris Paul was coming in. And I was talking. I did a radio show the other day, and they said, "What was the greatest thing that you've seen so far with this Rockets team?" I said, "The biggest thing that helped them, unlike Oklahoma City, was the fact that Chris Paul missed 14 of the first 15 games." A lot of people said, "Well, that's bad." No, it's actually good because he's coming to a new team trying to fit in, anyways. And you can't get the same perspective on a team when you're playing or when you're watching it on TV, as you can when you're sitting next to the coaching staff and you can see, well, I would fit in here. I could get a guy a ball there. This is how their system works for me here. And I think that was great in kind of getting a less pressured setup for Chris Paul to succeed. So he didn't come in and they weren't expecting gangbusters from him right away. He was able to kind of observe from a very close perspective and then figure out where he could be the most effective, and it's worked out great for them.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
We'll see if they continue to, because I worry that at some point, you know, the ceiling is the roof, and then this team kind of comes crashing back down.
Well, and you and I have talked about it. It is a long season, and teams, no matter if it's a bump or it's a crater, they're going to have those bumps in the road. It's just how they deal with them. Right now, everything's coming up roses. They're probably going to go through a streak where they have a dry spell.
Yeah.
They're not going to be Oklahoma City, but you don't hope. But at the same time, you also hope that they have a way of communicating within that locker room. I was talking to Coach McHale the other day, and the biggest thing that I think we both took away from this is, unlike the Dwight James situation, which was forced on everybody, including Dwight and James, and it didn't work out, the great thing about this relationship is they were friends coming in. So there's already a preconceived friendship and relationship coming into this deal, which makes it so much easier for them to communicate if things go bad.
It certainly helps from a chemistry perspective, that's for sure. Lauren Pope said that the first thing she thought about when she saw how cold it was is that I didn't have to wear the shirt she got me that says I like long, slow, sensual hugs.
How often have you worn that shirt, Barry?
Oh, every day.
That's what I thought.
Nope. I would have worn it today, though, if it was warmer. I would have worn it.
Would
I'm a
you?
Trooper. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a trooper. I would have done that. But we're at the point now where this is almost hands in the pants cold. Right? Like you know, remember when you played football?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, ladies, if you know this, but when we played football as kids, it would be so cold on the field, you'd tell your coach, like, man, my hands are freezing. They say, just put your hands in your pants.
Yep.
So you'd be in the huddle, or you might even be standing there in formation with your hands down your pants. That's how you kept your hands warm. So
yeah, and unless you had one of those fancy-dancy schools like down here that they bought you those little hand-warmer things in the front, we didn't have all that. So you're absolutely right. You go to the warmest spot. Where's the warmest spot?
Yeah.
Near the equator. The equator happens to be inside the pants.
It's getting to that point. It's not quite yet. But it's getting pretty close.
But how many times do you think, like Chris and the gang down here at Luke's Ice House, how many times did they think to themselves, you know, we're going to need excessive heaters on the deck here at some point for a couple of days? I don't think so. I mean, you don't think about snow and this cold of weather down in the south like this. He just went to Academy. He said there's a sale on heaters. He's got to get a few more for out here because these things are starting to peter out.
And by the way, shout out to whoever texted the show a week or two ago and said, hey, the last two major hurricanes that came through, it snowed and it's probably going to snow again. And I made fun of them.
We both kind of poo-pooed
that. And now who's the idiot, huh?
Yeah.
You're damn right I am. I would have. I mean, like, you just—it's one of those things you don't ever expect it to snow down here. And also, I remember—I don't know who it was—but I got in an argument one time about snowing on the beach. Apparently, it can snow on the beach, and that doesn't process in my mind.
There were some pretty sweet pictures down in Galveston on the beach today.
Was it snowing?
Yeah.
That blows my mind that it would snow at the beach.
What do they call it down there? Pleasure Pier or whatever it is, too? They had the carnival rides going on. They had the beach in the foreground, and they had the snow flurries coming down all over the place. And people on the West Coast were just having a field day with that video. Like, just like you said, it's not possible to have snow on the beach. Well, actually it is.
It's crazy. I mean, I guess if you're like, you know, Jersey Shore or something like that, I could see it a little bit. But Galveston and snow? That I don't know. My mind doesn't process that appropriately, I guess.
Yeah, but you think about it I grew up on Lake Michigan, and if you grow up near a body of water where there is precipitation and a lot more humidity, all you got to do is have the temperature drop to a certain level, and you have the recipe for some snow. So
we got this text, and I don't know if you're up for this, mm-hmm. But it says, before you guys go home, since you're in Beaumont and it's cold outside, you guys should play some kind of game. And the loser makes him ride over the Rainbow Bridge in the back of a pickup in only his underwear. First of all, what the hell is the Rainbow Bridge? Second of all, I'm not getting in my underwear, win, loser, draw in this weather. You are out of your mind. We just talked about putting my hands in my pants to stay warm. As much as I would love to see Joel have to ride across some high bridge in his underwear, I'm not taking the chance that it would end up being me. Are you crazy?
I'm worried about stopping traffic, you know, just trying to stretch out in the back of a truck. No, what is the Rainbow Bridge? Last time I thought that, my dog crossed it after having cancer a couple years ago. What is the Rainbow Bridge down here?
It's a bridge that goes from
Bridge City to Port Arthur.
It's a really tall bridge, I guess.
Not like the one that goes over the ship channel that never crosses water?
Okay. You're out of your mind. Right. I am not.
But is it that high?
I'm not riding in my. I'm not riding. No. I wouldn't ride up and down this damn street in my underwear right now. You are crazy. I'm not. No. That's a bad idea, whoever texted that in.
But isn't it funny that those ideas are kind of like the suggestions that we get when they don't have to do it?
Yeah.
But it'd be a great idea if you guys thought about trying it.
That sounds like something I would do. You know what I mean? Come up with something you would have to do.
Yeah, you would definitely do that. Yeah, for me and a whole lot more. But I don't know that, you know. Yeah, thanks for the suggestion. You want to try it out first, and after you take pictures and selfies and let us know how it goes, we'll consider it.
Somebody else texted the show and said, Rhythm and Brews sounds like Ohani trying to say Rhythm and Blues. That's not appropriate, sir.
No, that was mean-spirited.
That is not appropriate. I don't condone that.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We're at the midway point of the show. We've got 90 in the books, 90 to go. Don't go anywhere, and feel free to join us. We are staying warm with the heat lamps on the deck at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Road, $12 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light all day. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Come out and join us, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. F is for football, fun, funny, as Thea Vidal is our comedian of the week that we are highlighting. So she is going to be featured throughout the program. We are at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Nick is holding down the fort back in Houston. Everything going swimmingly with the exception of surviving what was the blizzard of Houston and Beaumont in South Texas.
Snowmageddon.
Craziness.
I marked myself safe from the blizzard on Facebook.
Someone told me that. They were wondering where you were today, and they're like, well, at least we know he's okay because he marked himself safe.
I just made a post. Like, there's not, you can't actually mark yourself safe from the snow. I just posted, and people were like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, evidently a lot of people saw it.
Yeah. So apparently this Rainbow Bridge is the biggest bridge in Texas. It's wobbly. They were saying don't drive over it because it shakes. And according to Lauren Pope, it's where people go to kill themselves in Beaumont. That's the thing. That's where you, like, I guess it's like the suicide hangout. I don't know. That's kind of weird. But, yeah, so this bridge is like the bridge of death. That's weird.
I mean, like I said, I mean, every time I've ever heard the Rainbow Bridge, it's associated with one of your pets when it moves on. So
is that
I guess
thing?
It's, yeah, when they say, whenever you, like, when your dog passes away and you say, well, you'll see him on the other side at the end of the Rainbow Bridge.
I have never heard that.
Oh, my God.
Life.
There's like a whole.
Is that a Wisconsin thing?
No, it's not. It's an all over thing. And I'll tell you this, because a lot of times there's like this whole poem and there's these long all regarding the Rainbow Bridge when you lose a pet.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never heard that in my life. That's interesting. We just say they're dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got the Rainbow Bridge, and in Houston, they got the intersection of Grand Parkway and I-10. That's where they normally go to.
What the hell? Who?
Oh, have you ever seen it?
No.
That's like the new. That's where people are jumping off bridges now. Right at Grand Parkway and I-10, the I-10 goes way up, and then like a roller coaster, and then it turns.
I've not heard this.
Oh, yeah.
People are killing themselves?
Yeah, you got to be careful when you got the weather camera right there to check out the weather in Katy.
No.
That someone might not be in full view. That's kind
of
the thing.
Of all the ways to go, I don't know if jumping off a bridge would be my method.
Especially that one you just showed me. The Rainbow Bridge looks like it was put up with an erector set. If you said it moves and it waves, I wouldn't wave back. I'd be like, hell no, I'm not going up on that thing.
ATF said it's scary, don't cross it. Yeah, that's like the big thing. Stay away from the Rainbow Bridge. Why name it the Rainbow Bridge? I would think that if you're going to name a bridge the Rainbow Bridge, that you would be like, oh, it's a cute bridge, but if it's the Bridge of Death, then that's like complete opposite of what I would think a Rainbow Bridge is.
Yeah, I mean,
that's weird.
You know, you could call it.
Way to go, Beaumont, you weirdos.
Call it Suicide Hill. No, that sounds more.
That might be.
I mean, yeah. But looking at that thing, the incline. I mean, it looks like they borrowed it off of an Olympic ski jumping event after the event's over, and they try and get rid of everything. It looks like they just set it back up and called it the Rainbow Bridge.
Pretty weird.
And I'll tell you this. I always say this when we come down here. The other thing is that bridge that goes over the ship channel that doesn't even go over water is completely useless.
What are you talking about? It goes over the ship channel that doesn't go over water.
It's over the ship channel, but all you're going over is mounds of cement and concrete and gravel and everything like that. It doesn't really go over any water. It's just
a
really
Pasadena?
The one where the beltway, as it connects here to I-10 to get to Beaumont.
I come the back way. I come 105.
It's the
the scenic
you
route.
Call it the Rainbow Bridge because it looks kind of similar, but it just never crosses water.
Never. I don't know that one, but I will take your word for it. Real quick, UFC note. Nick, did you see this where George St. Pierre is giving up his belt?
I did. Apparently he had something similar to, what's his name, Brock Lesnar. I was about to say Osweiler.
Was it suffering from ulcerative colitis? I have no idea what the hell that is, but apparently it'll keep him out indefinitely. So just after winning the belt, he has already relinquished the belt. So it's looking like, did they announced a fight?
Yeah, they announced it. Robert Whittaker is officially the new undisputed middleweight champion. He's no longer the interim champion. And now he's set to face Luke Rockhold on UFC 221 for the middleweight championship.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, I found that interesting. I was like, what the hell's going on with, I figured it was just because he was older.
Well, GSP got a lot of hate, obviously, because, you know, 4-year hiatus, gets the belt. Now he's out indefinitely, so.
See, that's kind of what I thought he was doing, was like, well, I'm going to prove a point. I'm going to go win this belt, and then I'm going to be out again sucking haters. But apparently he's got an actual medical issue that's keeping him out.
You ready for what that medical issue is?
Yeah, what is it?
Ulcerative colitis is the inflammatory bowel disease that causes long-lasting inflammation and ulcers and sores in your digestive tract. It affects the innermost lining of your large intestine, your colon, and your rectum.
What's crazy to me is, like, because every time I hear itis, I think it's inflammation, but, like,
rectum
is the amount of, like, the amount of your stomach they can actually remove and you still survive. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, you can just remove all this intestine and just still survive it. I don't get
it. Wait, they're going to take his intestines out?
I think so. I think when it's like,
if it gets to that, if it gets to that point, and I don't know the seriousness of this, but if it gets to a certain point, then that's one of the options.
Well, it's obviously serious if he's not going to fight anymore, if he's out indefinitely. But, yeah, that's – then they did take some intestines out of Brock Lesnar, right?
Yeah, because it's like Favre, basically feet of intestines.
Yeah, the other night I was forcing myself to run on the treadmill because the weather sucked, and I hate running on the treadmill, so I got to find something to watch. So I found the NFL Network does the Football Life.
Uh-huh.
And when Brett Favre was in college, he had a massive pickup truck accident, and they had to cut him open and take like 6 feet of his intestine out. And he lost like 35 pounds.
I was about to say, I wonder how much that weighs, because I don't want to get gastric bypass, but they could have some of this intestine if I'd lose a little weight. I'm not using it.
So they took like 6 feet. He lost 35 pounds. He was supposed to be out. They said, you know, the recovery time is up to like 6 weeks to 6 months. And in like 3 weeks, he was back on the field playing, and he beat Alabama.
I may have to look into this. How can I get some of this itis? What is it? What the hell is it called?
Ulcerative colitis.
Give me some of this colitis. Going to weight loss binge.
I don't know if you want to wish that on yourself, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I just did.
I like my intestines.
I'll see y'all on the Rainbow Bridge. All right?
And I knew somebody was going to send Rainbow Bridge poems
Things. Mark Villalobos tweeted me the Rainbow Bridge poem. Is this sad? Is this going to make me cry? There's a bridge connecting heaven and earth. It's called the Rainbow Bridge because of its many colors. Just the side of the Rainbow Bridge, there's a land of hills, meadows, and valleys with lush green grass. This is already stupid. This is about dead animals. Is that what this is about?
If it's the one that I've seen in the past, it's going to get there.
What's the purpose of the poem? Do you read this to somebody that's lost an animal?
It's supposed to be comforting in them knowing that at some point they are going to reach the end of the Rainbow Bridge and see that pet again.
Let's be real. The way you comfort someone when they lose a pet is you get them another pet. Isn't that kind of how that works, right? Like if your dog dies, you go get another dog.
Some people believe that.
If your goldfish dies, you're glad because no one likes goldfish. If your cat dies, you're probably glad because nobody likes cats, right?
Well, you do.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying your theory is right in our case, but not in a lot of other people's. They need a grieving period. They need, like, all this time. The easiest way we got over losing our dog was to get another dog right away because it kind of takes your mind off of how much you miss that
other
pet.
Like a wife. You lose a wife, you just get another wife.
And you've lived that as well. So you're living proof that you can do it that way.
Is there a Rainbow Bridge for wives? And you just get rid of them?
I don't think there's a poem. I think that's called alimony.
Yeah.
I think that's
touché,
my friend. Totally different.
Touché, yeah.
I think that's completely different.
That's a lawyer bill.
Yeah, exactly. And we have people that advertise that on our station. So if you need one of those, hey, we were here to
Lawyer Dave.
Lawyer Dave and the guy that has Barry Sanders talking for him.
Oh, yeah. I forget about that one.
Yeah. So we've got those covered for you as well.
Indeed.
We continue to roll on. We're going to have Nick picks at the end of the show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. And just in time for AJ to be critical of us if we take all the favorites and don't pick the spreads. But that's what they do best. They'll give you the bettor's perspective. We'll just give you our personal opinions. No college games this week because we're getting ready for the semifinals coming up around the holidays.
You super pumped about Army-Navy tomorrow?
No.
Me neither.
But I will say this. Like I said, when Lisa's parents were in town for Thanksgiving, her dad's a football coach, and he really wanted to see Navy play. And for they're planning next year, her parents, to go see the Army-Navy game. They said it might not be anything for people to see on TV, but they said to be around that environment that weekend, be around, was it Annapolis? In Annapolis, Maryland, and the campus and everything that is there, the facilities, they said it is a phenomenal weekend to go and be a part of.
I'll take their word for it.
Okay. You're just going to be looking for the uniforms tomorrow?
Yeah, that's – well, I mean, I'll look at pictures on the internet of it. I'm not too into it. Truck driver Joe said he's on his way. He's headed to Beaumont to drop off some oil, and then he's going to be here after 5. Well, you're going to miss us, truck driver Joe. So
we might pass you on the way.
Catch the Blitz. Yeah,
you might catch us outside because we're going to be heading back home. Because I'm telling you, it's great to be here, and I love coming down here. But I was telling Nick and I was telling Andreas – I have yet – I don't know about you because you take the back roads, but I have yet to find a way to get back home before 7 o'clock. I hit
really?
Every – coming from
3
here,
hours?
Oh, it's terrible. Yep, terrible.
Oh, I think I got home in an hour and a half last time.
Good for you. I didn't.
3 hours.
Yeah, because the Beltway had 3 lanes shut the last time because it clogs up. Everywhere you go, there's an artery that's clogged up. It sounds like someone that's been eating too much fast food, but it's true of my drive home every time from Beaumont.
Somebody texted the show and said my father-in-law got 7.5 feet of small intestine taken out.
How big is it?
What do you
like
say to that?
Like, lawyer?
Am I supposed to congratulate them? I don't know how that, like, hey, good for you.
Because it's like if it's a garden hose, you don't think that you got that, even if you got a square torso. I don't know where you hide it.
I don't know. That's weird.
Crazy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. If you want to join us, please do 713-780-3776. That is the line to either text or call. You can hit us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you got the boys, and we're back. Hey, and the heaters just arrived. We're going to make this thing tropical in here by the end of the day as the new heaters have been brought in to add to the ambiance inside and outside as we are on the deck here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Nick is comfy cozy back in the fishbowl at the production center at headquarters. Barry and I are out here ice fishing, having a good time with the folks out at Luke's in Beaumont. If you want to stop by and join us, we'll be here till 4, and the Blitz will be here till 7. $12 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light, and obviously unlimited coffee.
Yeah, I'm
pretty hopped up.
I'm going to be peeing a lot. We'll just put it. I'm going to be a lot of stops on the way home for Daddy, that's for sure. Jason Holcomb said I'm going to hell, apparently. I start off the week bitching about funerals. Middle of the week, dead porn stars. Finish the week talking mess about dead pets.
Yeah, he's pretty right.
Okay.
He's got you pegged for
right.
this 1 week. But there's 51 other weeks in the year where you can make good for that. That's just you've had a bad week.
I won't, no.
That's, okay. Well, then guess what? You know your fate.
That is a pretty serious theme I got going this week, though, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my fault that the funeral happened. It's not my fault that the porn star died. I'm just bringing up stuff.
And you took Nick down with you because then you open-ended a question to Nick in which he said that the grace period was what? 48 hours.
Why we got to bring that up? We're just focusing on Barry's sins right now. We don't got to bring that up right now.
48 hours. I think he said when he gets home.
48 minutes.
No, I said 48 hours. I said 48.
Oh, you did say 2 days? Okay. My bad. My bad.
A-hole.
I want to put words in your mouth. It's popping on the inside, by the way. It's warm in there. There's
toasty.
Tons of chicks. That's right, guys. Get out here. It's ladies' day.
The extra heaters are here.
I don't know what's going on in there.
The extra heaters are here. They got a fire pit outside if you want to sit around that and you can still hear us. The palm trees are being shipped in as we speak from Moody Gardens. We should have them here by 5 so that Fred and AJ can go straight showing coconuts if they want between 5 and 7. But we are going to make it a tropical paradise down here on the deck at Luke's Ice House. And by the way, I mentioned earlier, we're giving away one winner an hour, one night stays at a Red Roof Inn for those of you that are joining us in person today. And our first winner has been selected. I believe it's Mark McKee. Mark McKee, are you here? Mark, you are a wiener. You get a night stay at a Red Roof Inn where you can choose who you wish to be with as you frolic in the room.
Remember the one time somebody asked us if it was for one person or two?
Yes.
Somebody asked us if a night in a hotel was for one person or two. It was like, well, I don't know. Do you have game or not? Because I guess that, I mean, it's a room. It's a hotel room. You could have five people in there if you want.
If you want to really
be
adventurous.
It just depends if you got game or not, if you're going to be in there by yourself.
I mean, if you want to be adventurous, once you win the room, now just see if you can mingle with, what, 12 different women, put all their names on the wheel here that they spin, and then you end up taking your chance and your choice.
Mark, are you married? You are married. All right.
So the wheel will be extra hot for you, Mark.
So are you going to take the wife and have some hanky-panky in the room?
Oh, see. You are going to hell.
Maybe. You got kids, Mark? Okay, well, there you go. That's going to be a good night away.
I mean, they got two beds in the room, Mark. You can get double beds.
Double beds?
Yeah, I mean, then the kids have a place to stay. I'm just saying.
Who's banging with their kids in the next bed?
I don't know how people do things. I'm not trying to...
You're a dad!
I am. I wouldn't do it, but I don't know what others do. I'm just saying, you got a room, and it might have two beds if you need them.
Somebody asked who the porn star is that died. It was August Ames. All right.
Yes. By the way, I see that you put on the rundown, and I'm not sure you were aware of this now, but there was a women's college basketball team that went on a drinking binge at St. Norbert's College, which just happens to be in my home state of Wisconsin, that is the training camp home of the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that just because they're St. Norbert's, they are that starchy. But oh my goodness. So, I mean, part of college life, we all drank. We all went out. I played baseball. We had, as a team, we used to go out and get hammered every now and then, and pretty often if you were the position players.
But, as a team, you would go get drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The thing that I think I've told you this before, but we stayed at, like, the Red Roof Inn, right? We stayed at smaller hotels because we weren't a big-budget school. And I remember the night before I pitched walking down the hallway, and when I say my position players, I would say three-quarters of the starting lineup would be in there playing cards and doing things and going through case after case of beer. And the first time as a freshman, I was pissed off. I was like, you guys are going to go out and play behind me tomorrow, hungover, you know, doing all this stuff, staying up all night.
I bet they loved you.
We won like 9. No, but I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Next day we won 9-1, and they were making plays all over. I go, they can do whatever the hell they want. As long as they show up to play the next day, I'm good with that. I am not going to point fingers and tell you what to do. But
so the whole team is out, right? 10-game suspension
for the entire
team for an alcohol-related incident.
They won't say if anything else went on, but they said, no, predominantly it was just drinking, but 10 minimum of the 13 players on the roster were involved. So they would only have three, so they'd look like, who was it that played last week, finished the game with only three players?
Bama.
Bama. They almost beat Minnesota. Yeah. So They said they couldn't do that, and the even more tragic thing was they were undefeated in conference. They had a winning record, and now they're gonna forfeit their next 10 games. And because they didn't finish their entire schedule in the regular season, they are ineligible for the regular season title or any. The only way they could advance is to win their postseason tournament.
Oh, I hope it was worth it. It better have been a hell of a party.
Yeah, you talk about hopefully that they scored during the party because they had to get some benefit out of the deal because they're getting – that's a big punishment, man, 10 games. Yikes. I don't know if you saw this or not either, but Oregon actually did – the Oregon Ducks have hired a new football coach.
I didn't actually see that.
So they had said that they were going to go on a national search, but because Mario Cristobal has been a hot name amongst coaching ranks, he is going to stay at Oregon. He was the co-offensive coordinator.
Didn't
now he's going to be the head coach.
Do a petition or whatever, like 70 players
70,
or something like that signed to get him to stay? So I guess they took that to heart and went ahead and offered him a deal?
Yeah, it says everybody was fighting so hard for him to be the head coach because they all know he'd fight just as hard for the players. So over 70 players signed a petition. It got to the right folks. I believe they probably didn't have to pay what they were going to have to pay to get some of the other coaches they were looking for. And hopefully they get the right guy because that's, again, a situation where you're going to never have a problem getting kids to go to Oregon as long as Phil Knight and Nike are involved.
Nope. The kids love that facility. They love the, like you always mentioned, the uniforms. That's a big deal. Yeah. Well, that's good for them. I'm glad that they got their coach. Hey, earlier, did you notice that Andreas had a fidget spinner?
Yeah, we're giving them away now.
What is the purpose of the I feel old. I'm 43. What is it, Andreas? People who can't stay still.
It's like an ADD solution without a prescription.
What?
It's like a yo-yo back in your day, Barry.
So I had, look, when I was a kid.
You had a yo-yo?
They told me I was, quote, hyper. Because okay. I had ADD. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, they didn't call it ADD. They just said, you ate too much sugar. You were too hyper. And I don't understand now where, like, if you would have gave me a fidget spinner, I would have laughed at you. That's not going to keep me occupied. I don't understand why that would be a remedy for ADD. That's weird.
But again,
that's strange. I don't know.
We come from an era where you find solutions for problems. This is more the day and age where you just add to them. You just give them away to make it more effective and less annoying.
Apparently
so instead of like being a human pinball bouncing around talking to people, now you just put this triangular thing in between your forefinger and your thumb and you spin it.
See, that makes no sense to me. Like is that calming? Is it soothing? What's the point? Andreas, what's the point? You have ADD. What's the point of the fidget spinner? Is it calming? Is it soothing? Use your microphone, dude. Come on now. Like what am I doing here?
Hold it. There you go. That's it.
It's to help you keep moving without you messing with everything else and help you stay focused.
So focused on what? The spinner?
You just take Ritalin?
Drugs.
Huh? I went to the doctor. Let me tell you how easy it is to get that stuff, too. I went to the doctor because I heard it'll make you focus, but it'll, you can get stuff done. Because I have a problem with, procrastinating and finding other stuff to do except what I need to get done. I go to the doctor. I was like, hey, I got ADD. I need a prescription. She goes, okay, that was it. No test, no nothing. And then I started taking it, and then it made me emotional.
And you wonder why there's a drug epidemic in this world.
It made me, I was like, I think my wife hates me, which it turns out she did, but it was the drugs that made me, care about it. It was weird.
But you wonder why there's a drug epidemic in the world today, and you walked in without even getting looked at. You think you do? Well, then you know you do. You didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night. You stayed at a Red Roof Inn.
She didn't care.
And you're not a doctor, but you got a prescription, so you're good to go.
She got her copay. They don't care about that.
By the way, don't be Are you kidding me what you just did?
Yeah. Two.
They just brought a plate of breasts for you.
Yeah. Two chicken breasts. I'm healthy. Don't hate me, bro.
Wow.
Barry's
going to indulge in his breasts. We're going to indulge in a break. We're going to be back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.